One of the hottest new bands out of Birmingham, Alabama, doesn't sound new at all. St. Paul and the Broken Bones, they're a classic Southern soul band with a fiery lead singer.
Hello, sweetheart. How's the love going?
The band's bassist, Jesse Phillips, remembers the first time he experienced that voice.
I'd been warned.
Warned of what?
What comes out of Paul's mouth when he opens it, basically, because it's a big surprise for most people.
I know you miss me. I know you miss me late at night.
A surprise, he says, because singer Paul Janeway doesn't exactly look the part.
Paul, according to all the reviews and stuff that are written of the band, they're like, he looks like your high school history teacher, or he looks like Drew Carey.
Uh-huh.
Bottom line is, we're a bunch of kind of nerdy-looking white guys. And when this sort of earth-shaking soul roar comes out of his mouth for the first time, I mean, you can always just hear the air being sucked out of the room.
Believe it or not, Paul Janeway wasn't raised to be a soul singer, but his story is familiar somehow. He grew up in rural Alabama in a strict religious household.
I could only listen to, like, gospel Christian music and a little dash of, like, Sam Cooke and Marvin Gaye.
And he learned most of his musical chops from church. He was even training to be a preacher.
How do we always do this?
I learned more from preaching than I did singing in church, because you learn a little bit more about how to interact with the crowd, feeling momentum in a room, just feeling that intensity. And it's not a lot different than what we do now.
We put on our Sunday best. We live our quiet best.
The preaching thing didn't work out, though. So Paul started looking for another path.
Dad works for a paving and construction company. So he said, well, boy, if you're not going to college, you're going to work. So he found me a job, basically as a mechanic assistant. I'd cut the grass and I would do all sorts of stuff. But when the economy crashed, I lost my job. And I was unemployed for about a year and a half. And I met a lady and decided that I wanted to kind of figure out what I was going to do with my life. And I went to a community college. And after a little while, I started kind of being attracted to accounting. And I thought, you know, it'd be a good job if I could be a bank teller. And I got the job. And what's crazy is I'm about two semesters away from getting my accounting degree. And then this music thing showed up and ruined my life.
What do you mean by that?
My trajectory was like, okay, hey, I'm getting my life in order. I'm getting my accounting degree. I'm not as dumb as I thought I was. You know, like you're starting to feel good about yourself. And then we start doing this music thing, and it's changed my life completely.
Young love has made me all worn down like shoes.
So, Paul, where does this fiery passion come from?
I don't really drink or smoke or have a good outlet to kind of wash my sorrows and sadness away. And so I feel like when I sing, that's exactly what I'm doing. And I've had to be a little bit better about this. It's really difficult for me not to sing every time I sing like it's the last time I'm ever going to be on the planet.
It's hard to actually show restraint sometimes, you're saying.
It is. It's very difficult for me to do because I don't care if we're playing to five people or 5,000. I have a mental thing in my brain that clicks that it's like I've got to give every possible fiber of my being into my voice right now and what I'm singing.
Why have you forsaken? Forsaken me. Broken bones, oh, I can change.
As Paul says, his music has its roots in church, and church is still part of his life, but it's complicated.
My faith is very important to me, but it's not something that defines me necessarily. It's something that I still struggle with a lot.
What's the struggle?
I think it's pretty basic. You know, you have so many terrible things that happen, and it's so hard to, like, get over that sometimes. Not agreeing with what is predominantly taught. Growing up the way I did, I had a lot of animosity towards the church.
Can I hear a little more? You say, you know, you've gotten over some terrible things in your life. It sounds like some of it has involved the church. I mean, what are we talking about?
For example, like, there was one time there was a woman with cancer. And they were telling her, all you need to do is just say you're healed, say you're healed. And she tried so hard and tried and tried and tried. but she eventually died of cancer, and she died thinking that she didn't have enough faith to be healed. And that really resonated with me, and I still think about that to this day, that's awful. You know, that's terrible. And that's one of many things that I struggled with.
Is some of the passion that we see on stage now letting out the anger that you feel towards the church?
I would say that's probably true. I mean, anger towards a lot of things, but that being one of them.
I told her, no, 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 no. You are too young. Hey,
I wanted to ask about your parents. They put restrictions on the music you were allowed to listen to as a kid. Have their views on secular music changed over the years?
Absolutely. It's bizarre. Apparently, my dad used to go to, like, Elton John concerts and Elvis Presley concerts, but he never told me as a child. Never told me.
This is while he was telling you that you couldn't listen to most music?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And so it was really bizarre. So because my dad was like, yeah, I saw the Commodores. And so it's funny now because, you know, I talked to both my parents, and for some reason, they just decided that's how we're going to raise our son. And we talk about it now, and we kind of laugh about it. But one time, my mom, a friend of mine, gave me a Nirvana Nevermind CD.
Mm-hmm. Something you would not have been allowed to listen to as a kid.
Yeah, well, I was a kid, so she found it and threw it away. I told that story, and she goes, well, listen, Paul, if you'd have listened to Nirvana, you wouldn't have been a soul singer. And so I look at it now and go, okay, well, maybe it's turned out to be a really good thing.
That's singer Paul Janeway from the band St. Paul and the Broken Bones. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montagne.